Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift. Joining me in the studio, surprisingly, Brandon Drake.
Surprisingly? What are you talking about?
Well, you said you were not going to be here a couple weeks ago, so I just assumed you would not be here, but obviously you're here, so good.
Pleasant surprise, right?
Yes, we've got a lot to cover today, and it's good that you're here because I wanted to run some of this stuff past you and get your takes on this, actually. So lots to cover today. We're going to hit the Medicaid expansion, of course. We're going to talk about Syria, of course, but, you know, we're not going to let these major international stories over power some of the news you need to know locally and here in the States. So we've, again, got other stories that you're not going to get anywhere else. And that's what we do at The Daily Drift, www.thedailydrift.com. I get all the stories from the Internet that you don't have to go looking for. They're right here. So go to thedailydrift.com every day. You can actually get a subscription mailed to your inbox every day and take all the work out of it. Let me do the work for you. It's a great place to get your local, state, national, and international news headlines. So go to thedailydrift.com. And then we talk about it every Saturday right here on Wham! Talk 1600. So your phone calls, 734-822-1600, are always welcome and appreciated.
Join us.
Join us, yes. Call in now. Our sponsor this half hour is Viperspace Information Technology, viperspace.com. A good friend of mine, Adam Ungelbach, runs a great computer store and service, and anything from your personal computer at home to your major business. He does the cloud options and all that good stuff. You can call them at 734-449-2683. Ask for Adam or Kelly. And they're located right in Whitmore Lake on 58 Barker Road. That's Viperspace, VIPERSPACE.com, Viperspace.com.
I wonder where the word cloud came from. What does that mean? I mean, basically you're storing
it sounds
in a big warehouse someplace.
It sounds better than atmosphere. You know what I mean? But it's a marketing thing, dude. Come on.
But I mean, cloud, it implies it's being stored up in the air someplace.
Well, it is.
When it's not. No, it isn't.
It's information heaven, dude. That's what it is. It's information heaven. It's there forever. Somebody, some aliens 1,000 years from now will still be pulling stuff out of the cloud, I'm telling you. Information heaven.
I thought it was just this series of huge warehouses and stored and, you know.
Virtual warehouse.
Oh, virtual.
It's virtual, dude.
See, it shows you where I'm at IT-wise. I don't know anything.
It's the the omniverse, dude. It's just out there.
Okay.
You gotta run with it. 734-449-2683. That's Viperspace Communications, viperspace.com. Give them a holler for all your computer needs. I wanted to touch on this next weekend here. The Washtenaw County Veterans, Chapter 310, are doing their 11th annual pig roast, and they actually sent me an email with the silent auction items, and there's some really cool stuff there. So call Don Miller, 734-864-2819, and get your tickets. Adults, $10. Kids 6 to 12, $5, and under 6 for free. I don't know. Under 6 years of old, you're probably not eating much pig anyways. But
and that's a week from tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I might go.
Yes, and that's located at 3230 South Wagner Road. It's that really nice VFW on the west side of Ann Arbor. Really cool place. And they're raising money for our troops and things. So do that.
We have a technical glitch.
We did have a technical glitch.
See, there's too many communicating devices in this room.
That's
we've got microphones, we got mobile phones.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much. All right, so before we get on to other things, let's talk a little locally. I was outraged, and that's the headline I put on it, when I saw this story in the AnnArbor.com. Unauthorized immigrants in Washtenaw County could get county-issued ID cards. Now, I don't know about you, but as a listener, you should be outraged that our county elected officials are willing to take, now they call them unauthorized immigrants. You know, they're illegal aliens.
And when you have a Washtenaw County ID card, it provides legitimacy to people breaking the law. Am I wrong?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And Yusuf Rabi, I think is how we pronounce, he's the head of the Washtenaw County, young guy, U of M student, graduate, I think. And, you know, I understand there are some children that were brought here at 2 or 3 years of age, and yes, maybe that something needs to be done for them. But to just wholesale say every illegal immigrant should get a Washtenaw County ID card is an outrage.
That indicates that we're just throwing in the towel.
Yeah, they're working with the clerk's office, and his words are, this could be big for us. Yes, big trouble for all of us as taxpayers. It's perfectly okay to legitimize somebody breaking the law, and that's what he's doing.
Well, not only the ones that are already here, but the many that will come when they hear of this program.
Right.
We'll be flooded.
It's
why wouldn't we be?
It's an outrage. So they had a meeting, and Jeff Irwin, who used to be on the county commission and is now a state rep, is working on this as well. And Rashida Tlaib is another state rep from Detroit who's working on this. And even John Dingell threw his worthless two cents in to say, you know, this is stuff we need to be doing. We can't wait for the federal government or the state to get involved here. We need to legitimize these unauthorized immigrants. Crap.
Soon we'll be just like San Francisco.
You know, you people who live in Washtenaw County, you need to get angry. I'm outraged about this, and frankly, you should be too. I would like to hear from you about that, but this is a complete and total outrage. It says, if an unauthorized immigrant is pulled over for speeding in the future and is able to show a Washtenaw County ID, that person wouldn't necessarily be detained. Well, if you're here illegally, you should be detained. That's the whole point
right.
of having the law.
And not to change the subject, but how is it justified, too, that illegal immigrants get in-state tuition? I mean, is that a...
It's an outrage.
What sense does this make?
It's an outrage. It's favoring those who don't belong over those who work hard, who pay their taxes, and who are here legally. It's unfair to those legal immigrants who waited in line, who filled out the forms, who paid their fees.
And like you said about taxes, it's unfair to us because we are subsidizing crime, criminals.
Yeah. Now, Jeff Irwin is the chief sponsor of a new bill that he calls a state-level DREAM Act. You see anything wrong with that? You know, I don't think Jeff Irwin did anybody any favors by leaving the Washtenaw County Commission and going to the state. What does he say here? The lawmakers are also pushing for getting driver's license and state ID cards in the hands of unauthorized immigrants in Michigan. You're just legitimizing bad behavior. Repeatedly. How is that even possible? I'm mad.
It's beyond the pale.
Right, it is beyond the pale. Well, we've got a couple calls, not on this in particular, so obviously they're not super mad, but let's go with Mary Beth Schmidt from the Rattle With Us Tea Party. Mary Beth, you wanted to talk about Common Core, which is always a welcome subject here. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey,
we're
Mary
doing
Beth.
Good.
Aside from your, you know, conniption that you rightfully should be having over what's going on here in Washtenaw County, it's an outrage.
It's what we specialize in, conniptions.
Yeah, exactly.
Rightfully
so.
Well,
I'm having one over Common Core, and I wanted everyone to know that there is a Senate hearing this Wednesday, September 4th, in Lansing. It is the only hearing the Senate is going to have on Common Core, and I believe it's at 2 o'clock. In the Boji building, I believe that's B-O-J-I, something like that. I would recommend everyone going to stopcommoncoreinmichigan.com to get more information on that. This is our last chance to really make an impact.
Okay, and that's this Wednesday, September 4th. What time?
2 o'clock.
2 in the afternoon. Okay, I know I won't be able to make it, unfortunately, because I have to work. But
I know that's the problem. All of us conservative, freedom-loving people actually have jobs and have to work, and we mind our own business. But then these things come up. So anyone who can go, I urge you to go. But if you cannot go, I heard Karen Braun, who is the one who pretty much writes all the content for StopCommonCoreInMichigan.com. She's also known as Spunky Homeschooler. She was saying, please call Governor Snyder's office every day.
Yeah,
bother
them every day, blanket them with emails. Not that Rhino Rick will listen to us, but, you know, the man's got his own progressive liberal agenda and will proceed with it at his behest. So Well, thank you, Mary Beth.
Maybe the lawmakers care about being reelected.
Yeah, they'll get reelected by all those progressive liberals who, and the people who don't inform themselves.
Well, I'm sure the so-called unauthorized immigrants will be there to represent.
The way Jeff Irwin and Yusuf Rabi, yes, absolutely. They want these people to use their county ID cards to vote, even though they're not citizens. So there you go. Well, thanks, Mary Beth. Appreciate the call and the information.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great one. Bye.
You too. We've got John calling in about Medicaid expansion on line two. John, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great. It's good to talk to you guys again. Listen, that I cannot believe, you know, like you said, Rhino Rick, he wouldn't settle for when we voted no to that, because it's actually saying yes to Obamacare, where the Chief Justice John Roberts said no, you know, gave us an out with this thing about the tax. And so he brings it up again, gets the Senate to pass it, and now I'm wondering if the House, you know, can do battle and get enough votes, or can they? I don't even know what the procedure is, and stop it from going through. Because, you know, literally, if Obamacare gets funded, you don't even got to worry about the voting.
Right.
I mean, it's 20% of the GDP. All illegal aliens will come in and get hired at full time with less pay, and so that'll get rid of the people that are working 29 hours. We're based on 40-hour society, so they purposely wrote it that way to kill the middle class. And, you know, the scheduling of, like you just said with your last caller, for the Common Core, why do you think that they schedule these meetings at that time? Because they know that the people that are working and paying the taxes aren't going to be able to come.
Right.
They do these things like this on purpose when you look at their agendas, and they figure everything out because it's been played out over time. They say, well, what happened the last years that we lost? Well, let's see, da-da-da. And they sit people down, and then they just pick it apart, and they say, okay, well, we'll put this person here, we'll schedule this, we'll schedule that. And they do it, and somehow they constrain us, the people that are conservatives, from speaking out and getting together, united as Americans, and do the same thing. People forget the rest of the world around us, the letter C, is red. And everybody of different ethnic backgrounds escaped, and they got this one retreat called America. So we all became Americans so that we could live free and not be oppressed.
Right.
And
right.
It's like, it's the best title I ever heard was Michael Savage said, liberalism is a mental disorder. And it is. If it's not broke, you don't fix it. But if it allows you to be independent, then I've got to find a way to divide that. Come after you with a hammer, there's law. So off to have a democracy. I'll be a politician. I need the masses, so I'll pay off the priests. That way I can reach the people where I can't go.
Right.
Because
right.
Racism. It's just, if we can't get this message like this out, because I hear all you stations doing the thing and you're struggling, but the clock keeps ticking and we keep getting distracted and missing. We got to somehow focus more on...
Well, here's how you focus, John. We need to tell each of our friends to get on the emails, to get on the phone calls, to get up to Lansing and let these people know. Now, when it comes to this Medicaid expansion, we do have another shot this week at it. Now, I want people to go and make the phone calls and the emails. I've got two places you can go. You can go to GaryWellings.com. And I've got a list of all, well, not all, but in this area, your local state representatives that you can call and email, and you must do that. Plug their phone numbers into your cell phone, and when you're driving to and from work, call them. And that's Bill Rogers, Cindy Denby, David Rutledge. I've got Randy Richardville on here as well, but you know what? Frankly, Randy, you're a disappointment to all Michiganders and Americans. He's a waste of skin, if you ask me. And he's more than welcome to call in and show and try to justify his actions. But you know what? He's a snake, and I really don't even consider him a conservative. It's a good thing I think he's termed out, so he's not running again, obviously. But I dare you, sir, to try running for something else in this state, because I will not give you a pass.
Well,
Mr. Richard Bell, you go ahead and run for Congress. You will not get a pass, sir. You are done in this state. I can guarantee you that, Mr. Richard Bell. You are done. You will not run successfully for office in this state if I have anything to say about it.
You know, I still shake my head because at the time, you know, the election, we elected a GOP House, a GOP Senate, a GOP governor, and we said we will hold their feet to the fire. And, I mean, they're still doing what they want to do, and they've totally let us down.
Right. Right. Well, John, thank you so much for your call. We need to keep moving, but please call in again and tell your friends, absolutely, let's get out here and do the work ourselves, because we need to get on it and make people aware of what's going to happen this week. So we do have one last shot at stopping the Medicaid expansion. Thanks, John. I appreciate the call. So, yes, Bill Rogers, 517-373-1784. Cindy Denby, 517-373-8835. David Rutledge, 517-373-1771. Call these representatives. Tell them no more. Tell them you've had enough. It's ridiculous that they're voting for this kind of thing. The lady that Gretchen Driscoll, call her. You know, get on the phones and email and blanket them and tell them enough is enough. We don't want. I mean, there are good things that need to be done to help people, but this Medicaid expansion is not the way. It's there's even some good things in here, and we're going to talk a little bit about Senator Casperson, who was the vote that allowed this to go through.
Right, he flipped.
He flipped, and one of the things he did was he put an amendment to it, and that's what allowed him to say, I'm going to do this. Derek, do we have track one available? This is Senator Casperson.
And ultimately sat down with the director and others and shared concerns. And so my concern is Northern Michigan, not just the UP, but Northern Michigan, the rural areas. We're struggling up there. And that's been shared with me by my people overwhelmingly. And so that was a conversation the director and I had, and I wanted to see more done on their behalf. If I'm going to take this vote, they need help. And so that's why we came up with the amendment we did with some agreements. To consider stuff down the path. And I don't know if the director wants to talk a little bit about that, but...
Okay, so, again, the first thing was, special interest. You know, for his... to give him the benefit of the doubt, his amendment to get his vote in favor of the bill was to prohibit hospitals from charging uninsured patients more than 115% of what Medicare patients are charged. Okay, problem being, the reason Medicaid patients are charged less is because they're not being charged the full amount. You've made an inequality in the system. You've taken away the free market to handle this, and the government subsidy is what's killing doctors and hospitals. They're saying, hey, it cost me $300 to do this x-ray, but Medicaid's only going to pay $110.
Right.
Well, somebody's got to make that up, so they charge the uninsured or the private insured. That's what's happening here. If you want it to work properly, get the government's fingers out of the pie. That's what it takes. Get your hands off the system and let it correct itself. It will correct itself.
Right. When the government gets involved, there's always a distortion of real economics on the ground as to what human nature is, and it never works in the long run, ever.
Right. We've got John from Ann Arbor calling in. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, that was actually my question on that, because I'm somebody that's uninsured and has paid privately and been completely gouged by the hospital at just ridiculous rates. And you try raising a little hell with them, and they look at you like you're some kind of a criminal. So I caught the article on this, and it was 115% is what the article in the free pad, not 150. And I was looking at that going, well, gosh darn it, if that were the rates, I can really afford to pay myself if they were reasonable. But, I don't have a lot of sympathy for the hospitals and doctors, because they're part of the ones that push this whole Obamacare system and the other regulations in it, and they always fight to change. I think what this senator did is actually really subversive to the whole system, because he's saying you got to treat people more equally, and I'll take 115% as much more equal than just letting people that are on Medicaid or Medicare, giving them that sort of break and subsidy, and making me directly pay for it in such a fashion. So I like what he did, and I like his rationale. If what I read in the paper was correct, and I want to know more about it. But I think that we can't always. Sure, I would like the government just to get out of it. Okay,
right.
And
right.
I do that by using a chiropractor and different acupressure and different things. So I can't remember the last time I saw a doctor.
Right. Well, I went through the same thing, John, that you did. I was uninsured for almost 10 years, and I found a doctor who took cash and only cash. And the price I got for, a doctor visit, for a physical, for a torn rotator cuff from this doctor who took cash. And it was St. Luke's in Brighton, a little clinic up there. Dr. Jean Dunnigan, just a wonderful lady. And she's an attorney as well, I think. She's very educated.
Do we have one in Ann Arbor? And I would say, actually, we do. These little prompt care clinics. There's one on Industrial and Stadium. And he's actually, it's a Syrian family, and he's got his kids working there, and he's a Syrian doctor, and he charges for a visit a flat $70.
Right.
Came in and you pay cash and whatever, and he writes the prescription, he tells you where to get it for the least cost, and
right.
it was a delightful experience. No headaches,
yeah.
No paperwork.
Oh yeah.
And his daughter was just a fantastic nurse.
Yeah.
His name isn't Dr. Nick.
I've seen
Nick,
more of
is
those
it?
Popping up. There's one in Ypsilanti on Washington now that I don't know what it was before, and I think there's another one that just opened up at the corner of Washington and Huron.
Right.
Huron Flat.
Well, it's good information, and people need to realize that, you know what, there are alternatives to this government-controlled nonsense. Because, yes, I had the same experience with a doctor who took cash only. She spent more time with me. She was more friendly. The office staff, she only had one office staff because, you know what, they didn't have a million insurance records and forms to fill out and go through. And it's the insurance companies and all this nonsense that drive the cost up. It's the paperwork.
I'll give you another really, just a recent experience. I've got an autistic daughter who also has epilepsy and some other issues, and there's been thousands of dollars spent for all kinds of different care and medications and different things. And, you know, she's still active and healthy, but she has, you know, some educational issues and just a whole bunch of different autistic behavior issues. And of course, they wanted to put her on Ritalin the last couple of years, and my wife was like, "Nah, not gonna do that to her kidneys." Well, anyway, I'd been wanting to do this for a while, and kind of had to wait until my wife just gave up with what the doctors and some others were telling her. And you know, I was talking to my chiropractor about her, and I'd taken her in for one of my chiropractic appointments where I pay $40 and feel better, you know.
Right.
And he said, "Well, you know, bring her in and we'll try it." He said, "I've had some success with adjusting the atlas, which is that top neck bone where it connects to the skull, with ADHD and autistic kids, and it seems to make a difference for them."
Right.
So I took her in, and don't worry, it's covered by whatever. It's only $49 for the two x-rays and then another $40 for the adjustment. And I took her in three times that week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And
it worked?
Oh, my God, it worked. She's just incredibly, incredibly calmer. He also adjusted her hips because she was cocked to the side and walked funny. And now her hips, pelvis are straight, so she's standing up straight. She's 8 years old. She's standing up straight. She's walking straight. She's not cocking to one side. And now she's starting to learn how to run straight up and correctly. And her balance is much better and everything.
Excellent.
And so, so a few hundred dollars after tens of thousands have been spent on this girl, well, they didn't even address some of these other issues. The medical issues are probably related. So now I'm interested in seeing if maybe they can't wean her down from the Trileptal that she's on for her epilepsy.
Yeah. Well, John,
maybe her epilepsy is going to be positively affected by the chiropractic adjustment. So I've been taking her in once a week, but she's just
okay.
You know, her teachers this year are like, "Wow!" And nobody's saying.
John, got a couple other calls. Good luck to you, man.
All right. Well, thanks, John. Appreciate all that. Let me move on to Pat real quick before we get.
Thank you. Okay.
Take care. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Go quick.
Hey, let's remember one thing: doctors and hospitals are businesses. So guess what they're primed for? They're primed for free market solutions. So obviously we're in panic mode right now trying to stop the government from entrenching themselves in our lives. But once we do that, we have to elect public officials that are free market solutionists, meaning they take the government's hands off the market, and they do what they're constitutionally mandated to do.
Right.
So that's what we have to concentrate. We got a great opportunity coming up. We've got some strong representatives and senators running to start washing out the rhino infestation that we have.
Well, you're exactly right, Pat. We need to wash out some of these rhinos and get them out of there. Thanks for the call. And when we come back, we've got a special call from our Wham Zone, Matt Clark. We'll see you on the other side.
Excellent.
driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. President Obama is saying today he will now involve Congress in the debate over possible military action against Syria.
I spoke with all four congressional leaders, and they've agreed to schedule a debate and then a vote as soon as Congress come back in the session.
The president at the White House emphasizing that he is keeping his military options open to move against President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Meantime, at the UN, the emphasis is still on talking and not a military strike.
The Secretary General has also said repeatedly that there is no alternative to a political solution to this crisis, overall crisis in Syria. A military solution is not an option.
UN spokesman Martin Nasirki, a UN inspection team sent to Syria to gather evidence of chemical weapons, returning today to the Netherlands with various samples for analysis. Final results expected in a few weeks. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Hey friends, Theron here. I had the weirdest dream the other day. I was giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a goat. It was a cute goat.
Crazy.
It was crazy, and the goat was trapped beneath a burning oil tanker on an I-94. And through the window of the tanker, I could hear the driver. He was listening to the radio. That is before he was engulfed in flames. He was listening to the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Crazy. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch my drift here on Wham! Talk 1600. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current newspaper. The September Current is now out in people's mailboxes and online. Go to CourantOnline.com, CurrentOnline.com, and you can go through this edition and past editions at CurrentOnline.com. Great place to advertise, get your business message out. So you can call me, 734-629-6010, and make an arrangement to advertise with us if you so wish. Joining us on the phone to talk about Medicaid, Wham's own Matt Clark. Matt, how are you today?
you guys got me worked up. I mean, come on, it's a Saturday. I just wanted to relax, get away from the day's events, and now I'm all worked up.
We're getting you prepped up for tomorrow's show.
Head o'clock, we get you worked up.
That's how it goes. Hey, first and foremost, gentlemen, stellar job broadcasting. My hat's off to you.
No, oh, you're too kind.
Thank you.
I am, but, you know, whatever. I'm trying to compliment it. No, I mean that. Hey, there's a very important part of this that I wanted to bring up, and it's something that gets lost in the shuffle. It's something that Mr. Mike Shirky may have forgotten. It's something that Mr. Tom Kasperson may have forgotten. Just because you have insurance does not mean you'll be receiving health care. And I encourage everybody out there, I don't have the statistics in front of me because I'm on the road right now, I want you to Google why Medicaid is a humanitarian catastrophe. It's a Forbes article that cites a University of Virginia study of all places. Long story short, those without insurance receive better care than those with Medicaid. I'll say that once more. Those without insurance receive better care than those on Medicaid. So we can hand out insurance all we want. I mean, I can give you insurance right now. Good luck using it at the hospital. And that's a big point that seems to be lost in the shuffle here. Just wanted to bring that up.
Right. And didn't the Oregon study come out with the same thing? They studied the Oregon after they gave a Medicaid expansion out there, and the people who got it, there was more than could get it. The people that didn't get it ended up being just as well off as the people who did get it. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's a couple studies out there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you're absolutely right. That's insane that people think insurance is the end-all and be-all of solving our problem.
And I'll bet the illegal immigrants play a factor in this, too, because they don't have insurance, right? So they show up at the emergency room, and they get great treatment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. I'll be listening. Take care.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, Matt, take care.
Everyone.
Yeah, Matt did a great job on Friday filling in for Therone.
Thursday.
Thursday. And I was listening to that show, and hopefully he's going to hit it hard again tomorrow. So I'll look that up and put that on the website as well for people and get that out there. But, you know, when it comes to Obamacare and Medicaid expansion and the rest of it, here's Aetna, one of the biggest insurers, is pulling out of another health care exchange. This is probably like the third or fourth, I think, in the last month or so. They're pulling out of New York's Obamacare health exchange. So what does that tell you when one of the biggest healthcare providers is saying, you know what, we're not going to participate in your Medicaid expansion?
Yeah, that's huge.
You know, what the heck is going on with people thinking that this is everything we need it to be? You know, even the unions now have said, wait a minute, we want out of Obamacare, because they've realized, and it makes me angry, because they're the ones that helped Obama and these Democrats push to get Obamacare passed. And Americans for Prosperity put out a brand new ad this week that I was driving down the road and I was just inflamed. I mean, here at 5:45 in the morning, I heard this commercial and was screaming while I was driving. Derek, do we have this track too for the commercial? Let's roll with this.
Do you or a family member belong to a union? If so, union leadership has an important message for you on a new and immediate threat to your paychecks and benefits. Teamsters President James Hoffa joined with the presidents of other major unions to write a letter to Washington, warning that a new law will, quote, shatter not only our hard-earned health benefits, but destroy the foundation of the 40-hour workweek that is the backbone of the American middle class. The law they say will hurt middle-class families? Obamacare. Union leaders say Obamacare will lead to fewer hours, which means less pay, while also losing current health benefits. Politicians need to be honest. Obamacare isn't working, and union members will pay a heavy price. Your help, your voice, is needed now. Go to ObamacareRiskFactors.com. That's ObamacareRiskFactors.com to learn more about the threat to your pay and benefits. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Okay, well, there's my contribution to AFP. Absolutely incredible. Hoffa, King, Trumka, all now against Obamacare, and they pushed for it. Lined up to help Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid get Obamacare passed. Now they realize, once they've read it and saw what was in it, that it's not good for them. And lo and behold, they either want a waiver or get rid of it.
Right. There's all these waivers and exceptions and everybody backing out. This is going to be the biggest cluster you know what ever.
Yeah. The fact that Obama himself and his administration and HHS are rolling back all the timelines on it because they know it's not working, they're not ready for it, and it's falling apart. And yet, this one really aggravated me because there was nobody who pushed harder for Obamacare than Richard Trumka. You know, hypocrite, jackwagon, you're an idiot, sir.
Well, at least he's being consistent.
Well, inconsistently stupid.
Right.
And frankly, as a union member, you should be outraged because these people you elected to be your union leaders are spending your money, spending your dues, and then they don't even know what they're doing because a year and a half later, what happens? Oh, we made a mistake. Really? Mr. Trumka, you should be out of the union. Your people should be throwing your butt right out because you're an idiot and you don't know what you're doing. I'm just outraged. I literally should have seen me in the car that day. I was just, you know,
looking back at that era of the whole rising of Obama, the country was just insane. Just insane. Up is down, down is up. Nothing made sense. But this guy could walk on water and everybody just got caught up in this tidal wave of Obama euphoria.
Right.
I mean, not us.
Obama.
And maybe, I watched these people, and I heard these people, and I talked to neighbors and others around me, and I just watched the news. I couldn't believe it. It's like everything this guy is saying is insanity, and everybody's just in love with him.
Yeah.
And well, now we're starting to see the realities of it.
Right. Well, as Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass this to see what's in it. Well,
But I mean,
what do you think now, Nancy? You've seen it. Is it working for you?
But that's another example. Even that insanity kind of was just glossed over, you know, because she was a Democrat, and anything Democrat must be right.
Right.
In that era, that
well,
whole phase.
Not so much. Not
that
so
was
much.
Just a hopefully.
Well, let's
a real
move on because you know
road.
This. I didn't want to even get this deep into the weeds on Medicaid, but obviously we struck a chord with a lot of callers. So I wanted to move on to yet another outrage, and these are the stories that didn't make the headlines. An appeals court says White House visitor logs can be kept from the public. Now we all knew that. They were releasing a number of logs of who was going to see Obama, and that's how we knew how many times the IRS had been there and all these other things. Well,
yeah, the self-proclaimed most transparent president ever.
Yes, yes. Well, they went to court to stop this, and an appeals court says the White House, the Obama administration, and future presidents, which will probably be Hillary Clinton, will not have to disclose those to the public. But what bothered me, and I got this off of Watchdog, I think. It's an article at the Daily Drift. You can go there today and scroll down and you'll catch it, read it. And you should read it because at the bottom it says, click here to see all the visitor logs that have been released. And you can scroll through this impressive list of names. But the thing that it struck me right off the bat, and I can be as politically incorrect as I want because it's my show, the number of foreign-sounding names on that list is incredible. Now, you can call me a foreign, what do they call it?
A xenophobe,
whatever you want. The list of people who may not be from America is incredible.
Wait, more importantly, how many times did Beyonce show up?
I was looking for names like that. I didn't see that. But but take a look at the list. Scroll down. I mean, it's a long, long list. But you will be amazed at the names scrolling up, and you know what? I'm betting a fair amount of them are not American citizens.
Well, they're unauthorized immigrants.
Oh, I'll bet they are. I'll bet they're probably on visas or something going on. So here was another one before we take a break.
Did they have an Al-Qaeda identity card?
Yeah, probably. Well, we covered this a few months back. There was an Al-Qaeda terrorist who went to the White House. I think it was Al-Awlaki was at the White House before he got blown up by one of our drones.
Yeah, well, you see there's bad Al-Qaeda and good Al-Qaeda in this situation.
And some
of
them are both.
Yeah.
Depending on the day.
Ugh,
right.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, here's one that will probably... The U.S. government is funding $313 million in mortgages. Okay? Not unusual. For Palestinians in the West Bank. How's that treat you? We're worried about the 2.5% sequestration here, and yet we're spending... How are we spending $313 million in mortgages for Palestinians in the West Bank? That's the Gaza Strip, folks. That's not here in the United States. I'm not talking the West Bank of Hollywood or the West Bank of Philadelphia. I'm talking Palestine.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I mean, it's outrageous enough that it's the West Bank and it's Palestine, but this goes to the whole foreign aid thing. When there's a disaster, for example, anywhere in the world, Haiti, you name it, Burma, we're there, right?
Absolutely.
We're there with our military in a humanitarian mode. We're putting food, we're building roads, hospitals, schools, Afghanistan, for example. But when something needs to be done here, oh, well, let's have a millage election and let's raise taxes and we can't get this done because there's no money. We have these crumbling bridges and roads and all these billions of dollars have to be spent. But anywhere else in the world, we're right there on it.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we do. We're magnanimous. We're
outrage.
Americans. And the people around the world who hate us after we give them all kinds of money.
And which is without exception always the case.
Yes, absolutely it is. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the meat of Syria, which
I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah, so we'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Hospice of Michigan will host its 28th annual Crystal Rose Gala on Saturday, September 28th in Detroit. The gala honors community partners, corporate leaders, individuals, and outstanding volunteers who have been a vital part of the success of HOM's vision and mission. This black tie event will take place at the Weston Book Cadillac, 114 Washington Boulevard in Detroit at 6:30 p.m. Proceeds from the dinner will support HOM's ongoing nonprofit mission to provide comfort and care to all those in need of its services, regardless of diagnosis, age, or ability to pay. Tickets are priced at $250 or sponsorships beginning at $1,000. To learn more, call 313-578-6268 or visit HOM.org. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund has coordinated with local organizations and volunteers nationwide in a call for photographs and backstories of Vietnam War veterans listed on the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. for display at the Education Center at the Wall. The call for photos is tied to the Faces Never Forgotten campaign, encouraging friends and families of veterans as well as every citizen to ensure that the memories and stories of those inscribed on the wall are never forgotten. Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund hopes to give every soldier the honor of being fully remembered as a person and not just a name. Completing the mission and beginning construction of the Education Center will continue to depend on the dedication and generosity of those individuals, organizations, and communities that make it their goal to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice and contribute to their honor. For information on the Education Center at the Wall or submitting a photo, visit vvmf.org or call 866-990-WALL. That's 866-990-9255.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham! Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour Radio Show, followed at 9:30 by the Christian Science Sentinel Program. At 10, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ. And finally, from 11 a.m. till noon, it's the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor. Every Sunday morning, Wham! Offers an opportunity for you to worship wherever you are. And please visit whamradio.com and click on any of the church programs to visit their websites and to find out more about their live services.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for catching our drift today. Joining me in the studio, Brandon Drake. You've been actually kind of silent today.
Silent?
Yeah.
Well, just call me Silent Drake.
Silent Drift. Yeah. No, Silent Derek and Drake, yeah. So, John Kerry came out, and Derek's laughing at me. John Kerry came out and made his statement on Syria, and I guess we'll listen to him, and then we'll talk.
We know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. We know.
Yeah. Let's go with track three, Derek.
This morning's release of our government's unclassified estimate of what took place in Syria is so important. Its findings are as clear as they are compelling. I'm not asking you to take my word for it. Read for yourself, everyone, those listening, all of you, read for yourselves the evidence from thousands of sources, evidence that is already publicly available. The primary question is really no longer, what do we know? The question is, what are we collectively, what are we in the world going to do about it? As previous storms in history have gathered, when unspeakable crimes were within our power to stop them, we have been warned against the temptations of looking the other way. This crime against conscience, this crime against humanity, this crime against the most fundamental principles of international community, against the norm of the international community, this matters to us. And it matters to who we are. And it matters to leadership and to our credibility in the world.
Okay.
John Kerry, you have no credibility in the world.
Well, my thoughts exactly, because the last 18 seconds is what's important. It matters to the credibility of the leadership of the Obama administration, because you know what? There has been no leadership. How long ago did he say, use of chemical weapons is a red line? This is not the first attack. This is at least the second, probably more.
I've heard over 14. Much smaller scale, but at least a dozen. Yeah.
Now, RT.com, RussianTelevision.com, was making a statement that this didn't come from the top. This came from the heinous brother of Assad, Bashar al-Assad. Maher, I think, Assad is
his name.
Well,
the buck stops with.
Exactly. Yeah. But again, it goes back to the family thing. Did he do it without his brother's knowledge? Does it really matter?
What difference does that
make? But do we know for a fact that it wasn't one of these Al-Qaeda operative groups who managed to get hold of some of this stuff and do it? And is it I don't know.
Well, that could be. But let's assume it was Assad. Let's just go with that for a second. Okay, we're going to have, a few hours of strikes, cruise missile strikes. You know, this whole lingo about, well, we don't want regime change. We don't want to cause this or that. We're going to send a message. Now, this is just political symbolism. Nothing's going to be accomplished except possibly initiating more terrorist attacks against us. Am I saying we shouldn't do it? No, but there's no clear-cut answer to do this. And all this bravado and Kerry's speech about the world is watching and blah, blah, blah. What are they going to watch when we launch this strike? It's going to accomplish nothing. Nothing. It's a joke.
Well, it won't accomplish anything positive.
Nothing positive. Nothing absolutely. Positive. Nothing positive. And the Obama administration is basically saying that. They're saying nothing is going to be nothing good will result from this.
Yeah.
They just want to, you know what I think it is? I think Obama made his little red line symbolism, and so now he's got to follow through with something.
Yes, it goes to the credibility, and that's what Kerry's saying. So you schmuck, if you hadn't made an open-ended statement about a red line a year and a half ago or a year ago, whenever the heck it was, I think it was a year ago.
It's Obama's
ego. You wouldn't have to go in right now. You could say, you know what, watch and see what happens. We're going to investigate. We're going to do something with the Russians. The point here is the Russians are saying, wait. You know, at what point in this topsy-turvy world did the Russians start making more common sense than us?
Listen, if we could go in there and knock out Assad's chemical stockpiles and his infrastructure to produce new chemical weapons, I'd be all for it. But we know that that can't be done, and that's not the case. And Obama and John Kerry and the rest of them, they're not claiming that's going to be the case. If they at least claimed they were going to do that, and there was a chance, a good chance of doing that, I would be supportive.
Yeah.
How could you not be?
But they can't, because number one, they've already given them fair warning over the last week.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, no.
So any place they may have been are probably now long gone. They probably went tripsing back across the border into Iraq like they came in the last time.
Yeah, even if it was a surprise attack, we probably wouldn't be able to do it because it just wouldn't be feasible. Well, I'll tell you who's watching. Iran and Hezbollah, they are watching because they're going to watch this and go, what a joke this whole response has been from the United States and our so-called allies. We do not have allies. Let's make that really clear.
Well,
you're saying I'm silent earlier? No, when you get on subjects like this, I go into an outrage just like you were about Medicaid. You know, the British backed down. Europe, Western Europe, we should drop out of NATO. NATO's a joke.
Wow, dude, how about Valium?
No, I'm absolutely serious.
I hear you.
Once in a while I like to throw in a little theatrics, but this really angers me.
Another problem with bombing, if you're going to try and blow up a chemical or nerve gas depot, if you don't do it right, yes, all of a sudden you've poisoned half the Middle East with a noxious cloud of poison gas.
You know what's interesting, too, is anytime there's a crisis in the Middle East, whether it's the first two wars with Iraq, you name it, Israel is silent. Now, I know that we basically a lot of times tell them, stay out of it, because we don't want to inflame our so-called Arab allies in the Gulf and everywhere else and cause, a regional major meltdown war. But I love the Jewish people, Israel, but as far as them being this ally, when have we ever fought with them or them with us in any conflict?
Well,
I know in 73, the Yom Kippur War, we supplied them because they were in trouble. But other than that, in 1967, the Six-Day War, I get all that. But there's no boots on the ground Israelis with us side by side anywhere in the world.
Well, that's because they have to keep them all at home. When you're surrounded on all sides by crazy Islamists, extremists. I mean, the only hope they had for so long was the fact that Egypt was run by Mubarak, who was fulfilling his obligations to have peace with Israel.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen in Egypt.
And I'm not ripping on Israel just to rip on them. I'm just like, in the practicality of things and going to war against Islamic fundamentalism and, what can they do with us?
They can't, but they do stand for the same values that we do, and that's the only thing in that part of the world.
They're civilized. Now, the upcoming war with Iran, which we know we're going to have, they'll be with us on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's it. Thanks, Drake, for coming in.
Hey, Derek, thanks.
Thanks for producing, and thanks to you, the listeners, for calling in. A great show, and we'll see you next week, unless World War III has started. Take care.